Let's get ready to rumble!
Welcome along to Bunce's Boxing Podcast. Another good weekend of domestic and foreign fights. Plus, Bunce, the Mayweather-Pacquiao build-up is growing up. I must admit, I still don't think it's going to happen. I think I might be sat there as they make the ring entrances, still not sure it's going to happen. We've waited so long, haven't we?
No, it's going to happen now. To be honest with you, people are desperately searching for problems, for flaws. You know, Bob Arum returns the contract, which you have to do. You have to return the contract, and people read into that something sinister. No, he's returned the contract. They'd agreed terms. They'd studied it in detail. They returned it. There's a bit of a hooing and haring to do with the seating, and that's because everyone knows that those seats are going for 25, 30 or 40,000. So if you've negotiated X and you maybe should have got Y, they're all trying to get a few more, because you don't have to be a mathematician to realise that another 10 or 20 or 30 seats is an awful lot of money.
Definitely
an
is,
awful
yeah.
lot of money. And in fact, there's going to have a knock-on effect, because the members of the press are hearing horror stories of an overspill of as many as 1,000 people of accredited press watching the fight in another part of the MGM.
Oh, dear.
But not even anywhere near the fight. So as far as I'm concerned, if I can't see the fighters in the ring, I can't hear the crowd, then I'm not at the fight. I may as well stay at home and watch it somewhere in the UK or go to Croatia for a weekend. So there's a lot, and there's a real problem, Lee, and I'm sorry to make it sound like our job is hard, but no one will know until I think the 24th of April just exactly if they've A, been accredited, and B, where they might be sitting. Now, at that stage, it's a bit late then to try and look for tickets. It's causing a bit of a problem. And it's because, at the end of the day, what they've worked out with this fight, no press tour, they don't need the press to sell it. However, I would argue that in the future, the promoters might need the press to sell some of their other fights. Hey-ho, as they say.
Yeah, indeed. We haven't, since the fight was announced, we haven't spoken that much about what you think is going to happen. I mean, I think, as my mind steadily gets used to the fact that we are going to see this fight, I'm starting to then think about it. I mean, I've got a bit of an invested interest in that. People sit on one side of the fence, whether I'm squarely on the Manny Pacquiao fence. I just think he's fantastic and I love the way he fights. But there's something about Floyd Mayweather in the build-up to this, Bunce. He looks a bit meaner than he has done in a little while. A little bit more serious this time, doesn't he? And understandably so.
Well, I think he's been serious the last couple of fights. I think he took his eye off the prize in certain ways, certainly in the Cotto fight, perhaps even in the Guerrero fight, perhaps even in the first Maidana fight. He didn't take his eye off the prize in the second Maidana fight. That was vintage Floyd. Didn't take a single risk and won it clearly. And he has got a bit meaner. I think he needs to get a bit meaner. Not that I think we'll see him in the trenches having a war, having a fight. Of course, that's what the public want to see. And that's, of course, what Manny Pacquiao wants. And that's, of course, what Freddie Roach wants. And it's, of course, what Mayweather's saying might happen. But why would he suddenly change after all of his unbeaten fights? Why would he suddenly change and come off his toes and stop being the genius he is? He'll win the rounds with 9 punches. I doubt he'll land more than 10 a round. And Pacquiao will try and land more. That's how he wins the fight. He wins the fight by being clever. And that's how, in theory, he would have won the fight all those years ago. However, in 2009 and 10, when Pacquiao was capable of knocking people out, perhaps he could have clipped Floyd, and who knows? We will never know. What we're going to see now is one of the best and most gifted technical boxers in the world, Floyd Mayweather. That's really what he is, a technical gifted boxer, perform at his absolute best, because that's how he gets the best out of it. You know, he is no longer a sprinter. He's had to move up in the mileage, so to speak. He's had to change the way he fights because of a bit of old age, and that suits him. And for this fight, it makes him an even bigger favourite now than he's been at any point in the last 6 years, in my opinion.
The odds are in his favour, but yes. not as wide as we see some fights that when we do all these previews. But it's 4-9 for a Floyd Mayweather win. Manny Pacquiao's 15-8. The draw 20-1. 8-13 for Mayweather on points.
And Pacquiao on points is the bet. It's a decent bet, unless it's gone down since in the last couple of weeks. That seems to me to be the bet, in my opinion.
Yeah, the
Pacquiao on points.
It's 92. 92 the price, yeah.
It's simply because two of Floyd's last three fights, one judge has returned a drawn verdict. Manny Pacquiao is often in fights that he seems to win clearly, and one judge goes the other way. Or he doesn't do very well and he seems to get the decision. So we've got judging irregularities in both of their careers. Put them together in the city where most, where they fought on and off most of their last, whatever it is, 15 fights in the last 10 years. And anyone thinks we're going to get a straightforward score needs their head checked. Yeah. Of course there's going to be an anomaly. There's going to be something odd. Someone's going to give 11 of the 12 rounds to Floyd and someone else is going to score it 6-6. And if that happens, who knows? And that's what happens when you win rounds by 10 punches or 6 punches or one straight right cross, which is how Floyd wins rounds.
Fascinating. I'm obviously more and more build up as we go along. And
we hope so.
Well, you can spend your day looking through YouTube. And I think there's a great piece on ESPN that's doing the rounds. Great discussion, but there's plenty of them, to be fair. Should we look forward to this weekend's boxing, Buncey? Starting with the bill at the First Direct Arena in Leeds. Josh Warrington back in action. Yeah. Go on, Buncey.
I know, another bill shattered by changes.
I know.
48 hours ago, there was a good Commonwealth title fight, yeah, and a very interesting British title fight. Now we're just left with Josh Warrington.
Yeah, it is a shame, isn't it? I mean, I'm based in Leeds at William Hill, and a whole host of the lads from work were going to go, because obviously it's a lot of Leeds fans, and they kind of looked at the £45 a ticket and thought, can we really afford that? We can go and watch it in the pub and have a few beers instead.
It's an event. It's a poor bill, and it's not a criticism of Matchroom. It's not a criticism of Sky. This has been hit by a couple of pullouts. A couple of things didn't happen, and it's now a poor bill. I mean, you know, but it's at the same time, it'll be banged out because Warrington is a Leeds hero, and that's fantastic. For that alone, it's worth going.
Yes,
it's a poor bill, just like the bill in Newcastle last week. These are poor bills that we've been. These are poor, poor bills.
His last fight, Josh Warrington, who, by the way, is 20-0 with 4 KOs. Three of those KOs have come in his last 5 fights. His last fight in Leeds was when he won that European featherweight title. And, I mean, the crowd certainly looked like it got to his opponent that night. This time he's fighting Dennis Tuburon, who fights out the Philippines. I don't think he's another Manny Pacquiao in the making, but, you know, they can usually be pretty lively fighters, the featherweights out of the Philippines. His record reads 19 wins, 8 stoppages. He's lost 3 times. He's been stopped twice and drawn twice. No surprises, Buncey. Josh Warrington is 1-50 here. The draw 33-1. Tuburon is 12-1. We have got method of result, though, if we think that Warrington's going to do it by KO or stoppage again. 4-9.
Well, Warrington 5-8 rounds. He's going to get a stoppage. The crowd, it won't just be the crowd. Warrington's a good fighter. He's a world-class fighter. He's had a supersonic bionic 12 months. I think he'll get to Tuburon, who's possibly his best wins, his best days when he's at bantamweight. Yeah, it does go through the weights. He once fought up at lightweight. Mm. I just fancy, it's, you know, you're used to fighting in the Philippines. You're used to fighting in a totally different environment to what he's going to find himself in. And it's an intimidating arena when Warrington's fans get in full song. I like Josh. He's only a baby, 24 years of age. He's got a couple of good... I think we're going to have some good fun with him in the next 18 months. He's going to be in good fights because he likes good fights and he's a good fighter. Warrington in, I don't know, 5, 6, 7, 8 rounds, something like that. You know what? I'm starting to feel a bit like the Al Heyman. You know, this billionaire that promotes all these fights who's basically done away with world titles. He doesn't acknowledge world titles.
Right.
We're coming on to this in a moment when we talk about Andy Lee and Peter Quillen. That's just Andy Lee v. Peter Quillen. They don't mention titles. They don't get belts in the ring. And that's how I feel a little bit with Josh Warrington. If I was truly bored one week, I'd do a calculation of how many belts were fought for in the UK in 2014 or so far this year. And I personally think we'd have something like 500 belts being fought for. No, I'm not kidding.
That's crazy.
I think we get 10 a week. This is for something or other. I'm in the wrong business. 25 years ago, I should have got into the belt making business. No, I'm being serious.
I mean,
now that I've said it, you have a look down a bill. So in New York Madison Square Garden, they won't advertise a single belt, but we've got about 4 belts on offer tomorrow night in Leeds.
You've even got the alliteration down there. It could be Buncey's boxing belts. It works. Absolutely. A treat. It works an absolute treat.
I'm
see.
Telling you.
Yeah, we see it all the time. You even have to look down a card to see what kind of all the different types of belts we have. Let's talk about that Andy Lee Peter Quillen fight.
Yes.
At the Barclays Center in Brooklyn. Andy Lee, 34 wins, 24 by stoppage. He's lost twice and been stopped twice as well. 30 years old now. His opponent, Peter Quillen, 31 wins, 22 by stoppage. Never been beaten. And I mean, he's 31. I mean, I was watching. I think I was watching Ringside, and someone referred to him as being, you know, their next big thing at 31, and with you know, 31 fights under his belt. Good fight for Andy Lee, this. I mean, Andy Lee never looks... You can watch Andy Lee Buncey and think he's out of this. He's out of this. But he never gives up, does he? He's 21-10, just over 2-1 to beat Peter Quillen, who's 4-11. The draw 25-1. Is Andy Lee being put into this as an opponent for Peter Quillen?
I think so. I mean, he's being paid an awful lot of money to go to New York to fight Quillen, who gave up the belt last year when he had an awful lot of money on the table. It's a very complicated and convoluted story, and I haven't got time to tell it, but basically he walked away from about $1.5 million or $1.8 million to not fight for nearly a year or a year to fight Andy Lee for whatever he's getting here tonight on this Al Haymon show. Andy Lee's getting a massive purse. We're not quite sure what it is, but we hear rumours of massive figures, and that's why he's taking the risk to go over there instead of having a nothing fight in Ireland, which would have been a lovely homecoming, and then a nice fight with Billy Joe Saunders, who's mandatory, sometime in July. That's not going to happen. He's gone over there for all the money, and I think it's a massive risk. Quillen does a lot of things wrong, but he gets the wins. Even Andy Lee admits he looks like he does things wrong, but he manages to land. I think Quillen's awkward. I think he's very fresh at 31. I think he's dangerous, and I think he can bang. And I think Andy Lee, who's pulled it out of the bag twice now against fighters who I would say are nowhere near as good or hungry as Peter Quillen. The two fights on the row, Andy Lee's been trailing, and he's come back from being hurt, dropped in one fight, to pull it out with a simple counter right hook, southpaw right hook. You're asking a lot for it to be the third time. It's a tough one. Andy Lee might shock us all and revert back to his boxing sense, which he's got brilliant boxing brain, and he might end up outpointing Quillen, who is a bit herky-jerky in his movements. I've just got a feeling, and I hate to say this, I'm a massive fan and friend of Andy. I've known him since he was a boy when he won his first schoolboy title boxing for the Repton. I have a feeling he's going to come unstuck. I have a feeling it's going to be Quillen's night. I have a feeling Quillen's going to get to him.
Well, Peter Quillen by stoppage is 11-10. It's not the biggest price in the world, is it?
No, that's not very good.
No, he's 4-11 to win the fight against Buncey. So they're looking at his record.
What's Andy Lee on a stoppage?
He's 9-2.
That's not bad. Andy Lee stoppage, not a bad bet. I just fancy it the other way around. But Andy Lee stoppage, not a bad bet.
Before I let you go, Buncey, quick word on Cal Brook. Been announced today, hasn't he, that he's fighting Frankie Gavin at the O2 Arena in May.
You know what, I can't make head or tail of this fight. I'm not bothered about it, to be honest with you. I don't know why people are screaming. I have no problem with it whatsoever. Guys, Frankie Gavin's a terrific fighter. You know, he's only lost the once to a good fighter, Bundu, then lost in a world title fight to Furman, who's a good fighter. He went 12 rounds. If it had been blown away in two rounds, which looked likely, you could see a bit of a consternation. I don't see any problem with this fight. It's not a massively sexy fight,
no. But
it's a trade fight because Gavin is clever and he's good at reading fighters, and Brooke will underestimate him. Brooke has his eyes on the millions. Brooke has his eyes on the big fight, and that can be a crucial factor in an upset. I don't know if I'm advocating an upset just yet, but I am telling you, Frankie Gavin will look and be like a different fighter on the night. It may take something special from Special K Brook to come back late in the fight. Wouldn't at all surprise me if after 7 or 8 rounds, this is a tough fight. Carson Jones, remember Carson Jones?
Yeah.
Well, they're trying to get his two fights with Kell Brook struck from Kell Brook's record. Talk about exposing Kell when Kell was having a bad night. Gavin can do the same thing. I tell you what, it's a really intriguing fight. It's getting a lot of criticism because in theory it's going to be pay-per-view. Well, get with the program, because Joshua against Kevin Johnson is a cracker. Yeah. Linares and Mitchell is a cracker. These are bonus fights. Bonus fights.
Yeah, yeah, it does look a good build, doesn't it, on there. Buncey, that'll do us for today. Thank you very much. We'll speak to you in a couple of weeks' time for the latest and more build-up to Pacquiao versus Mayweather, which I can't believe is only a matter of weeks away now, isn't it? Enjoy your boxing, and
thanks,
we'll speak to you soon, Buncey.
Lee, thanks for that, mate. See you later.
Cheers, mate. Thanks.
Cheers, mate. Bye. Bye.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.